Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth ward. Fourth ward. Come on. Sing it.
Thank you.
Wait. Think I wanna hit the horn.
Yes, good morning, good morning. This is Andrew Wiggum live from Dallas, Texas. Welcome to Andrew's World by way of Cheryl's World this morning. And as always, we'll open up. And first of all, let me apologize. We're having some technical difficulties, but now we are up and running. That's the beauty of live radio. You know, you just have to keep going, keep working, and we have the product on. But again, a beautiful Sunday morning, no matter where you may be. It's the 7th of August. And as I always say, boy, this year has really gone by extremely fast. Time is not waiting on anyone, but we want you to sit back and enjoy. As always, we're open and tell your friends that always dial 646-200-0459 to get in. So many things to talk about. Always read your African-American newspapers here with the My iMessenger Enterprises. We have My iMessenger Magazine, which is a bi-weekly publication that you can find online. That's My iMessenger bi-weekly publication. And also we have some bi-monthly publications with the Garland Journal and the Texas Metro News, conglomerate of resources, and we want you to be a part of that as we try to give you that different perception. True perception, but different. Again, you know, I always say the difference between the black papers and the mainstream. It's just that it's the glass half full or is it half empty? It depends on who's telling the story. So we want you to really just tune in and get these publications. And you will see there is a difference. But so much is going on. We're going to talk about this election. This thing is getting down and dirty. As I've always mentioned in the past, a few times I've been in the political arena, my motto has always been wait till I get you in the middle of the lake. And I put a hole in your boat and watch you swim back to shore. But these folks here, they're getting out in the water without no boat or anything. But we're going to look at it. It's a lot between Trump and Clinton, Hillary and Donald, however you want to look at it. There's been some speculation that Donald resigned. So, you know, only time will tell. I tell you, it's a big dissension with the Republican Party, because a lot of the Republican representatives are not backing Donald Trump. So there's a lot of dissension in that party, and there's some dissension over on the Democrat side too. You know, as Hillary Clinton prepared for what would be one of the most memorable, only second to the President Barack Obama, but one of the most memorable elections we could be possibly electing the first woman as president of these great United States, or possibly electing the first non-politician, being Donald Trump, businessman. So it's going to be interesting. We always want you to remember on the show we're nonpartisan, but the thing is, vote for the person. We need you to vote for the person that best represents you. We need to exercise this process, because a lot of people have suffered, especially 51 years ago in Selma, Alabama, where people didn't have the option, didn't have the right to vote. And now we're going to sit on our cans and not vote? I don't think so. We need to get out there and really show up in the polls. And as President Barack Obama mentioned during the Democrat National Convention, you know, don't boo, vote. Get out there and don't take anything for granted, because whoever's winning in the polls, remember, they're just polls. And if you want the person in that you support and best represents your values, then you need to get out and vote. And don't forget that. Make sure you have some ID. And the big thing in Texas right now is that you can vote. It's not going to be all this strenuous information that is needed or was needed as far as the matching of the ID. You know, so if you know if you are who you are with the proof of where you live, then that's fine. But it won't be as strenuous or not being turned away as they wanted to do so far. But again, so much is going on. We have a fantastic, fantastic day planned for you. And you know what? We want to play something for you and let you know what's going on.
You want to get down?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it then.
Ready for the best circus ever? Get ready for the Universal Circus. Bringing you entertainment from all around the world.
I thought it was real good. Everybody was great.
Yo, I pulled my girl. I ain't seen her laugh that hard in a long time.
This year, the Universe Soul Circus has ramped up the fun.
Okay, party people in the house.
With the classics like the Soul Train Line. Who's the better dancer? Is it the old school?
Come on in.
Or is it the new school? Universe Soul Circus.
What you know about that?
Fun for the entire family. For years, we've specialized in one thing. Family-friendly entertainment. Nobody does it better. So you say you saw it last year or you've seen it before?
It's definitely different.
It's something new every year. Don't miss out.
Dallas, the Universe Soul Circus is coming August 16th through the 21st at Southwest Center Mall. Tickets available at Ticketmaster Outlets and Ticketmaster.com.
That's right, the Universal Circus. And the 16th through the 21st, there's going to be a lot of surprises, so we need you to come out and enjoy the Universal Circus. If you've never been, you need to come. And if you've been, you need still need to come, because every year there's something different. And I was talking with Eugene Gilbert, who's doing the promotion of this event, and talking about it is a sight to behold. And if you've never been, I'm telling you, you've missed something that is just very unique, very outstanding, and that is the Universal Circus. Again, so much is going on. Hey, Black Lives Still Matter, we're going to touch on that again. You know, that's something that we will never, ever release, because there is a epidemic of things still going on. And, you know, even an unarmed teen killed by police. So, again, it's, what are we going to do, folks? We need every single thing, every resource that we've ever could imagine, we need those in place in order to make a difference in our lives for today. But again, Andrew Wiggum, it's about 8:31 in Central Time, 31 minutes after the total hour. So we just want to make sure that is so much going on. We have a little background noise, which is good. You know, live radio, we talk about it all the time. But if you get a chance, there's, again, an unarmed man is shot. And they've been rammed into the car. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. But a thing. Again, I want us to realize you got to respect the authority. Got to respect the authority. If they tell you to stop, stop. If you continue to run, it only lets us know that something potentially is wrong on your behalf. So we're going to investigate a little bit more, kind of play a little footage you heard there, and just take the events that are going on around this great country. Is it going to get any better? You know, I always say, will a change ever come? Time and time again. When we talk about things, it happens. We need to, again, our young men, our young fathers, the old men, the older men, those are the things that we need to make sure that everyone understands, because it's happening as we speak. So sometimes I hate to get off the air because a couple of Sundays ago, we had the Baton Rouge shooting that was going on while we were on the air. So, again, news-breaking things that are going on, and we just need to make sure that we understand that. I have been trying to get an officer on. I have a good friend that's an officer, and just try to get him on and see what's going on through their eyes. I know they go places that we don't dream of going. They keep us from people that we don't want to see. That is a thing that's going to happen. But the thing is that we just need to just find out what is going on. But we'll get to that, and I'm just so excited to be here with you again. I apologize for the technical difficulties. We got so much going on. The biggest thing right now, peace, is the Olympics that's going on in Rio de Janeiro, down in South America, in the country of Brazil. And if you got an opportunity to watch the opening events, it was fantastic. I tell you, they didn't have a lot of money. They had more money than you can imagine. But there are a few things they couldn't do, so they went electronic. They were able to create optical illusions. If you get a chance, Google, YouTube, some of the events that went on in the opening ceremony. And the most exciting part to me always in the opening ceremonies is watching the teams that represent their various countries come out in the stadium in their in their dress, or someone, their fashion designer came out, and I'm telling you, some beautiful outfits, some that are a little questionable, but again, some of them represent the cultures that these various teams represented, and very sharp. You know, only one or two teams came out in warm-ups, but for the most part, especially in the United States of America, they came out with white trousers, blue blazers, and polo blazers, which I thought was very nice and very classy. And then others came out with their hats and fedoras, all the good things that the games bring. And I hope and pray that our men and women, not only for the United States, but all countries that are representing, get to enjoy the games and also be able to get back home safely, because that's what it's all about. This is a time where countries, you see Afghanistan, Iran, United States of America, France, Israel, you know, Madagascar, Australia, you have foes and you have enemies that are under one roof representing their countries, carrying the pride of their flag. And hopefully, you know, we can use the Olympic spirit to bring about world peace. And that's what I've always wanted, bring about world peace with the five rings. And right now, the medal count, Japan, China, and America with 5 medals. America has 1 gold, 4 silver, and no bronze. Japan has 1 silver, 4 bronze. And China has 2 silver and 3 bronze. Right now, Australia and Hungary leading the way with the golds, total golds. And they both have 2 golds. So we'll try to keep up and do things. The basketball team played on yesterday, played China. Remember, they played China in the exhibition, and I really didn't think much of it because China, they're long, but they did not bring any competition to our guys. So on today at 8, and then all Eastern time type fencing is on now at around 64. You can check your local listing. Either it's on NBC or MSNBC or NBC Sports. The fencing, you have shooting. It's a 10-millimeter air pistol women's qualification. Second round of table tennis. The men's fencing. Table tennis, again, round 2 for the ladies. a round of elimination eight in archery, table tennis, more fencing. Okay, a lot of that is going on. And you can find a lot of these events on your website. There's an app for the Olympics, and you just make sure that you follow. Because, again, this is a time for peace. This is a time for everything that's going on. Again, on the basketball side, I tell you that the United States of America defeated China, and the women today in Group B at 11 a.m. Eastern time, they're going to start 11:15, another basketball preliminary in Group B as well. The men's group. So a lot of things that are going on today. Group A with the ladies. Interested. We are the favorites on the men and ladies side. And we're just going to get
down. You want
to
get down?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it again.
Ready for the best circus ever? Get ready for
All right. Good old live radio. I tell you, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen today. But if it don't kill, it'll make me stronger. We've had some technical difficulties this morning. I want you to be, just patient. One-man wrecking crew I am, and we're just going to keep things going right along. We got some folks on the line, and we're going to open things up. If you would like any subject that you want to discuss this morning, all you got to do is press 1, get in the queue, and I will make sure that you get online with me. So all you got to do is press 1. And I can see that you are prepared to speak. And if you have some questions of me, it does not matter what it may be at this moment, because it's all about making a difference in the lives of those who are with us. So hopefully we can still get some sounds. But like, I've lost one of my contacts, but we'll try to get that back. And I know we got a good friend down in Miami. I can see you online. Man, Corey, go ahead and hit 1, and we'll get you on right quick. And just, you know what, man, I want to hear what you have to say about Black lives, do they matter? I want to hear that, you know, in some of the things. And we'll get you on. I see you press the queue. Press 1 one more time. And give me a minute to get you on. All right, stay right there. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Good morning, Mr. Clark. You live with Andrew Wiggum, all the way from Dallas, Texas. I'm glad you're being a part of our morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How you doing this morning?
Good, good. You know what? I love you much, man. Thank you for checking in. I try to keep my brothers on cue. Some things, great things going on in the world, especially in Dallas, Texas. Now, remember, I have to tell you, because I love you to death, it's Sunday morning now. It is Sunday morning.
Well, Andrew, I'm going to tell you something. Right now, I'm here in the waiting room in the hospital, so I'm going to have to cut it short when the doctor comes. But on the subject you were speaking about, Black Lives Matter, well, of course it matters, Andrew. You know what I'm saying? We've been fortunate enough to make it this far. And, you know, the thing about it is, some of the listeners who have children have to realize that our children living in a different era. But, you know, we just got to stay strong, be positive, and remember that, you know, Rome wasn't built in a night. You know what I'm saying? In one day. And the main thing that what they're talking about here in Miami is getting some kind of workshop or some kind of something to inform the young Black youth how to act when they get pulled over by the police. You understand what I'm saying? Because
right.
That seems to be the problem that initiates all the things that follow, you know. But something to add to that, Andrew, something that me being a teacher and being a parent, that I'm very against is the way they wear them baggy pants. Because when they bring them pants up and they keep pulling those pants up, if you sign up, that's a movement of a gun. You know, reaching for a weapon. You know what I'm saying? So it can be easy.
Right.
Misconstrued. But Andrew, listen, my nurse just walked in. I didn't know I was going to get on the air this quick, but that's a food for thought, you know. I hope I
have I hope everything goes well there. If you get a chance a little bit later, all you got to do is press 1 to get in the queue. You can continue to listen And, man, I appreciate you. Love you much. And
love you more, Andrew. I love you more. Listen, do you think you'll be coming down for the UM-SAMU game?
Well, we're looking at it. We're trying to get there. I know we're going to catch at least four.
Okay.
What I do, I cover HBCU Black College Sports. So I'm going to be all over the country, undisclosed locations. But I'll try. I know I'll be in Mobile for that one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So,
well, listen, I definitely need to reunion. I sure love you, man. Peace.
Much love, too, brother. And that was Hardcore Clark that he's going off the air, but we want to make sure that thing is okay on that end. But he made a point down in Miami. It's good to, for people to check in down in Miami. They have an event where they're teaching our young men, and that's what we need, not only in Dallas, any big city. It can be in Longview, Texas. It can be in Port Arthur. Wherever there are kids, we need to make sure that they are a part of our, you know, within our ongoing, because we need it. We need it, we need it, we need it, and we need it. Did I say we need it? We need it. So as we embark on the times, we need to make sure that our kids understand, really understand what's going on. And we say our kids, but we need our old folks to be a part too, because again, they're getting it. Doesn't matter how old you are. It's just a situation that's coming up too much, where we have gotten in a system where these folks are not being able to express themselves in a positive manner. So we just want to make sure that we understand what's going on, make sure that you stay in a position where you can live to see another day. Again, Andrew Wiggum live from Dallas, Texas, wants you to be a part of our morning, and we're just so excited that you are. I tell you, we have, when it comes to these technical difficulties, you know what, we just have to keep, we have to keep rolling. And we will not drop this about the Black Lives Matter, because, again, it is a situation where we need to continue to booster faith in the system. We need to booster understanding of the system. And we need to booster the continuum of living, because, again, these young men, they're getting killed. And again, this is, we don't get to hear everything. We don't get to hear or see everything that's happening. And we just want to make sure that everyone understands what is going on in this real world. And we just love it to death when we have callers come call in and give us updates around the world. Now, we have Miami checking in, and hopefully we have Tampa. I'm depending on some of my old stomping grounds to let you know that we're trying to do this thing from sea to sea. And, again, with Olympics, it's, you think about peace, you think about all these things going on, and we definitely do not want a situation to occur where we have to always talk about this, always have to think about what people are dealing with as it relates to our Black lives. It is truly something that we don't need to deal with. And to tell everybody all the time, we need our young men to be fathers and great productive citizens. We need our young ladies to be the mothers and the backbones of the family. That's what we need. And I can't express that enough. But again, so much is going on with us, and we're just so glad you're being a part of the morning. We've got some more people in. We've got so much to talk about. We're going to get some finance in a couple of weeks. We're still talking about some health issues. We just want you to be a part of this great, great train that is moving. Great train that's moving forward. So we just want everyone to sit back and relax. We got a lot of events going on in Dallas. Hopefully we could have a student come on. We got a student that's going to be going on to college, and we probably, hopefully, get some things going on with that. Again, Andrew Wiggins, about 48 minutes after the hour. We're just so excited. A lot of interesting things are going on with the with live radio, and we've overcome that. And we just want to make sure, you know, you'll be a part of that event. You know, I was talking with Cheryl Smith earlier in the week, and we conversed on some things, and I tell you, I cannot express enough gratitude to her. I see her on the grind of the things that she's doing, and I tell you, it's like living a dream. You have a lot of people who are living their dreams out, and you know, it's one thing to have a dream, but it's other things to live it out, and that's what she's doing with this newspaper, and hopefully, and I know with the route that she's taking at the moment, you know, great things are going to happen. You have magazines, you have radio shows. That's how they all start. And hopefully we can take this thing to a bigger and greater level in the very near future. But it's always an honor to be in your ear on Sunday morning. And then also just thanks to Cheryl Smith, I'm able to do that, living some of my dreams. Again, so much is going on, the Olympics. Again, we want you to understand that the Olympics is a time of peace in all the countries that are represented, the five rings representing different colors, and we'll explain the Olympic flag a little bit later. But again, you have people from Afghanistan, Israel, Jordan, you name it, they're there, people who fight every day. But the athletes come together in peace to compete for their countries. Why can't we take the same stance that our Olympic athletes are taking under one roof, enjoying the sport of being together, competing in the various events? That's what we need to do. That's what we need to spread. And it's just mind-boggling, you know, what's going on in the world. And, you know, I think Rodney King said it best. Can we just all get along? And that's what we need to do on a global perspective, because you have countries like North Korea that participated that sitting on nukes. You have the United States. You have South Korea. You have China, Cuba. All these countries that are fighting for their spot as far as supremacy, as far as the world, big bad world, I call it. But they can come together for the sporting event for the Olympics. Then why can't we sit down and do the United Nations and have peace, and these terror groups are not being a part of that process? This is what we need to work on. This is what needs to be done so that the future will be preserved for our kids and our grandkids. You know, we may not get to see the grandkids or their kids, great-grands, but the thing is, we want to be able to, in spirit, support them in their endeavors. And it all starts with world peace. Again, so much going on, so much to talk about. It's about 52 minutes after the hour. Again, I apologize for the technical difficulties that we had this morning, but we got straightened out, and we are rolling. When I say rolling, we are rolling, and we appreciate that so much that you're a part of our morning. And hopefully I got a student coming on who have visited several schools this summer. And want to hear from them, definitely. And just see, I love this time of year. School is getting ready to get back in. For some of the kids, it's old hat. And for some of the kids, it's new adventures, and that's just so exciting. I remember going off for the first time, and, you know, I try to be a big, bad bully, in my own right. But I tell you, when you take your kids to school, it's tough on both parties. And as much as the kids want their parents to leave, I tell you, I watched my parents' car go out of sight. When they left, I watched the car go because I know, I knew at that time that it was all on me. But, you know, I got teared up a little bit. But then when the fellas came knocking on the door, you got it together and you went on part of life. And that's what we want as parents, the very best for our kids, to, you know, go on and be productive citizens. I know a lot of people, especially in the great state of Texas, some great schools doing some great things. You know, we're down in this area of Dallas, SMU, got a kid, a freshman kid that's going there. I want to wish Jalen Lynch the very best. Maya Callaway up at TWU, getting ready to head back. And her sister, Lucinia, down in Houston. We got the Berry twins that are going to Rice. So a lot of people just in the state of Texas. But my good friend Lonnie Carr, his daughter, is going to be graduating. And I'm so proud of serving as a mentor for her. She's finishing respiratory school at Florida A&M. And kind of giving her some hints and trying to get her in the right direction. So I'm excited. I got one more for my son, and then we're going to branch off with Carrington the next year. So I'm excited. It's going to be interesting when they separate. I think he's ready a little bit. But the second child, when they're there by themselves, it's quite an adjustment. So we're going to be watching that. And I'm going to give you some updates as we go through the year of what we need to do as parents when these kids leave. So, again, and if you have moments to share, we're welcome to that. But, again, so much is going on. We mentioned, and I will talk more about this election, this thing is getting down and dirty, down and dirty. And we just want to be on top of it. And you know what? You sit tight. I got a bill to pay.
You want to get down?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it then.
Ready for the best circus ever? Get ready for the Universal Circus. Bringing you entertainment from all around the world.
I thought it was real good. Everybody was great.
Yo, I pulled my girl. I ain't seen her laugh that hard in a long time.
This year, the Universe Soul Circus has ramped up the fun.
Okay, party people in the house.
With the classics like the Soul Train Line. Who's the better dancer? Is it the old school?
Come on in. Come on.
Or is it the new school? Universe Soul Circus.
What you know about that?
Fun for the entire family. For years, we've specialized in one thing. Family-friendly entertainment. Nobody does it better. So you say you saw it last year or you've seen it before?
It's definitely different.
It's something new every year. Don't miss out.
Dallas, the Universe Soul Circus is coming August 16th through the 21st at Southwest Center Mall. Tickets available at Ticketmaster Outlets and Ticketmaster.com.
That's right. The Universe Soul Circus is going to be here the 16th through 21st here in Dallas. And please make sure that you check it out. I always said that every year is always interesting. And if you've never been to the Universal Circus, you have missed a treat. You take what Ringling Brothers has brought to the table with the acts. They're second to none at the Universal Circus. And then they put their own flair, a little soulful flair, that is very interesting and unique in its nature itself. And that's what makes the circus. And I'm telling you, if you've never been, you need to go. So check with Ticketmaster to make sure that you get your tickets for the Universal Circus. It's going to be right here at Southwest Center Mall in the parking lot. They've been all over the world. And we're trying to get Dallas back on the map. Dallas is a market, and we want to make sure that we keep it that way. And hopefully we can get the gentleman that's promoting the circus to call in. I've been trying to reach him this morning so that he could. I know he's going to a lot of churches. And we just hopefully he could. call in and get with us. Get with us this morning. Again, it's about 58 minutes after the hour. Again, I apologize for the technical difficulty, but that's what I like about live radio, and this is pretty much my life of just troubleshooting, trying to put the fire out, just to make sure that we bring this product to you. In the good old city of Dallas, you know, we talked about world issues. There's some things going on around the world and right here in Dallas, and we just want to make sure that we, you know, don't make the news in a negative way. If you're here on being a tourist or visiting our fair city, there's so many things you can do. Here, we want you to get out. Excellent shopping, one of the highest markets, not for price, but as far as volume, as far as shopping is concerned. Of course, New York, L.A., Chicago. But you know what? Dallas can be said used in the same breath as far as shopping. So world-class city with world-class shopping. We have a lot going on. If you look over at Parkland, I know a lot of people have worked at Parkland, and I, too, am part of that alumni at Parkland Hospital. And if you get a chance, you're talking about one of the prettiest county hospitals in the world. Oftentimes, your indigent care of some of your older hospitals, but the taxpayers of Dallas County really stepped up and made it possible to have a world-class facility in Dallas, Texas. The architecture, just the way the layout is a little unique, and that's what they were looking for, the uniqueness of their center. But they're saving lives and doing things for people, what they've always done in the past, and that's their mission. And I think back, I want to be more positive on this event, but when we had the shooting in Dallas, several weeks ago, there was a black ER doctor that worked on the officer, worked on the people who were brought into his facility, and he could feel the hurt and the pain and what was going on with him when he talked about working on the people, the cops, you know, of the ups and downs. I call it the roller coasters of his emotion. He had a job to do as a physician, but I understand being an African-American physician, it also pulled at his heart of what was going on. And I'm sure anybody that's in any realm or any profession, especially in the healthcare profession, there are going to be some issues where there are going to be some black-white issues, always. But the thing, we're there for the good of our patients. And it's a shame that we don't. And I tell you today again, if we just keep the spirit of the Olympics, to be able to work together and coexist so that we can get things accomplished. They're always hitting agendas on every end. And I tell you this, you know, they don't have to look differently not to be on your team. Some of them can look just like you and not on your team. So definitely I experienced that over and over and over. But the thing is, just a matter of getting the job done, and that's what I try to do on a daily basis. But again, that doctor is just kind of tore my heart because he understands what is going on with the injustices, even as a physician, that he's receiving. But again, he's helping those cops, helping those people who come in that might not even want a black physician. And, you know, I think about this movie, I think it's No Way Out. Not the one with Kevin Costner. It's one with Sidney Poitier. It's an old black and white movie where he was a resident. And he worked on this gentleman, and the gentleman died. It was a white guy, and his brother blamed him, saying that he didn't know he shouldn't have worked on this brother. And then at the end, Sidney Poitier, ended up working on the gentleman that hated him the most, that couldn't get past the color of his skin, and he ended up saving his life. So So those are things that you see all the time. Those are things that we experience, but we have to keep pushing on. So, again, that physician at that hospital, we understand what he's going through, and we have to. And I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, we have to do our part with our sons, our daughters, our nieces, nephews, everyone that you come in contact with, people at your church. I mean, we have to tell them how to react. A good friend of mine has checked in from Miami, and they said they're sponsoring a lot of events where they're teaching the kids what to do and what not to do. You know, Miami has been in the middle of a lot of racial events over the time, even in the 80s. When we were young, you know, when I was younger, they had the McDuffie case down there, and then over time. So a lot has gone on in Miami, and I appreciate them doing great things, and hopefully other cities in Florida, whether it's Tampa, Brandon, Lithia, Jacksonville, Tallahassee, all the way out to Dallas, that we make a difference, all the way over to Los Angeles, excuse me, that we make a difference in the lives of living, the lives of the young men and women to live another day or see another day. That's what it's all about. Welcome to Andrew's World. We are live from Dallas this week. I tell you, we're going to be on the road starting next month. We're going to cover a lot of HBCU games. So I'm getting my hotspot ready so I'll be able to broadcast from these various locations. But that's what it's all about, and we're just excited to be a part of your morning. I see we have some callers all over. Because, you know, we're wide open today. We're going to talk about a little bit later. We've been talking about the Olympics. We talked about Trump and Clinton and how things are really getting down and dirty. I tell you, I have not seen that one Trump commercial, but I tell you, the one I've seen of Hillary Clinton, the one, is where they have the kids listening to some of the sound bites for Donald Trump. And again, it made such an impression on me that you have to think about the future. Think about the kids and what they're going to be going through and potentially what they would have to deal with when they become adults. And that spoke volumes to me. So I just want you to participate in the process. Get out there and vote. It doesn't matter who you vote for because, you know, I have to be in the middle of the street for hopefully the person that you vote for best represents what your philosophies are and that hopefully that person would have the best interests of our country, not just for the rich, not for the poor, but everybody in between as well. So, again, November's going to be hot, and we want to see everything that's going on as we do it. Again, Andrew Wiggum live from Dallas, Texas, about 6 minutes after the hour. A lot is going on, and we want you to be a part. Again, the topic, we're going to beat this horse, and then we can't beat it anymore, is do Black Lives Matter? That is the question. We don't need any more Trayvon Martin, Freddie Gray, Philando Castile, Michael Brown, Sandra Bland, Alton Sterling, just to name a few. Well, excuse me, when you get a chance, look at the video of Miss Breon King in Austin, Texas. It was released a whole year later. They've been keeping this suppressed. And if you get a chance, we're going to talk about it. And I want you to just give me your impression. So if you get a chance, just go ahead and look at that. That's Breon King out of Austin, Texas, a school teacher that was arrested. And I'll leave it to that. So if you get a chance, we'll try to discuss that. But again, we have to stop all this going on. I can't say it enough. I just get upset thinking that it could be me. It could be a family member. It could be friends. You got teenagers driving today that could be easily stopped by an officer. I advise you who are listening, tell your kids in the process of being stopped, record it or call somebody so that they can hear it. But better yet, record it so that you have proof of what's going on. And put your hands 10 to 2 on the steering wheel I always laugh, even at the sad moment. Richard Pryor in the 70s, he had a joke out where he was dealing with the police, and he explained every move that he was making. And in a joking fashion, which is so true today, he mentioned, "I am reaching in my pocket for my wallet. I am reaching in the glove box for my ID or insurance information. Spell things out. Follow the orders of the officer. We are all trying to live to see another day. I can't say it enough. When you talk, talk at a decimal of two, enough where they can hear you and you're not shouting, because all officers are trained to get on top of, stay on top of the situation. If you talk at a decimal level of two, they're going to be at four. Imagine if you start at 10, they're going to be at 12, 15, and it's a shouting match. So you can, cooler heads will prevail. Make sure that you tell your kids. You practice it as yourself, because you could have easily been Castile with a broken headlight. There's no question I am African American, born African American, going to die African American. If you don't like that title, we'll have it a little change probably the next 10, 15 years. I like to say this Sunday morning, I try to have a little culture on Sunday morning. I'll just put it up, born black, going to die black. And the things, there are certain rules, and even though we're able to go everywhere we want to, there's certain things that we do have to, certain decorums that we have to follow. And especially with officers, they're frightened of you. And that's why I want you to look at the teacher in Austin, Breon King, on what the officer is saying in the car. They're terrified of black folks. And not every black person is going to shoot somebody. And I know some of the young brothers and sisters out there, you know, not leaving a good impression on people. People are fearful. Well, I'm fearful of cops as well, and not every cop is a good cop. So it goes both ways. But the thing is when you're in a situation, you follow the orders of your officer. Because, again, I want you to live another day. I say it time and time again, a period is a killing, just like in the Senate. It stops the independent clause, and that's the end of your thought. That is killing. We want commas in your life so that you can continue and move on. That's what it's all about. That is exactly what it's about, and that's what I want you to remember. Tell your kids, if your kid would have been white, and I'm just, you know, we do have some white folks that are listening, but I want you to understand, if your kid was white, or you being white, had a broken tail light, you would possibly get a ticket. You would get a ticket. If you're out in front of a store selling DVDs, you would get a ticket. If you being black out there selling, you see what happens. So much is going on, and we just have to move forward, guys. We want you to live to see another day. Everyone that's my age, hey, we've made it. Doesn't mean it can't end, but we've made it through those 20s and 30s. You know, we were kicking flour very high and having a good time. But the thing is, we made it. A lot of our young men, young brothers today, they don't expect to live over 18. A lot of dying. You look at the situation in Chicago. Same thing could be said in Tampa, Atlanta, Dallas. Okay? You know, let's get a little bit more personable. East Atlanta, Harlem, Belmont Heights, South Dallas. Okay? All of those places I call that are our predominantly black neighborhoods, where killings have occurred for years. I remember in Tampa, you know, you were afraid to go down certain streets in your own black neighborhood. So those are the things that we need to come on, and I'm asking all of you to just fast, teach our young men and young women, what it takes to stay alive. You know, when you run for the cop, you let them know there's some guilt. Stay put. Talk it out. Get your ticket. Live to see another day. And I always say to these cops, we want to be tased. It sure beats the alternative of being shot. I want to be tased. Tase me. But don't shoot me. Don't kill me. That's what we want our kids to understand. Follow the rules. Follow the golden rules of the street. Again, Andrew Wiggum live from Dallas, Texas, about 14 minutes after the hour. So much is going on in the world, and we just thank you for being a part of it. Again, I will say it throughout. I had some technical difficulties, came on the air a little bit late, but finally got it going, and we just have to keep moving on. The Olympics, beautiful event going on. If you get a chance, please look at it. I'm looking at the internet now. Venus has lost a match in Rio, probably her first match that she's lost in a while in the Olympics. So we're hoping that the United States, which is an on-time favorite, they would send over 250. We had the largest delegation of athletes, and hopefully we'll come back with the most medals from Rio. I would have loved to have been there, but with all that viruses going on and international travel, you know, they kill that dream literally, so pursuing it at that particular time. But if you get a chance to look, Rio is beautiful, beautiful city. Of course, they're not going to show you the slums, and we know how it is. There's slums everywhere. And I tell you, United States, in their travels over to Rio, man, I tell you, they had tons of water. So being a vendor for water would have been great. And I'm sure these companies may have donated water so that they'll have their water over there. Probably won't drink much else. I know in their dormitories or where they're saying they live in quarters, I know they may have some cooks that are from the States just to provide them with some nutritious meals. So it's interesting, you know, and I was hoping I knew someone personally that we could talk and get that experience through the Olympics. But I do know some, not personally, just in passing, but we want to wish them well. But if you get a chance, as I mentioned, go back and look at the opening of the Olympics. And I'm going to beat this horse so I can't beat it anymore. You have athletes from Israel, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, North Korea, United States of America, Great Britain, all have been allies or foes at one particular time. But all that is put aside for the spirit of the Olympics. Do we need world peace? Do we always have to meet? Do we need Olympics every year to try to cool things off between these countries? We know there are underlying things, especially over in Afghanistan. A lot of poppies. Poppies are used for our cocaine. There are different things throughout their various countries that they don't talk about. We talk about nuclear weapons. We talk about arms. We talk about that. But there's soil. There's crops that a lot of people are keeping out of the news. And you have to read up on it and find out. A lot of that is about that. A lot of people didn't know cocaine. A lot of it comes from Afghanistan. That's why they're fighting over there. But those are the things that we have to know. We have to stay abreast of a lot of issues, a lot of events, and just keep moving, moving, and moving. Again, it's about, what I say, about 18 after the hour. And voice is cracking, but you know, we're going to keep going on. Keep going on. I tell you again, kids are going back. We thank you, parents, for your guidance in getting your kids in school and keeping them in school and graduating. We Lonnie's daughter is Sierra. Is going to be graduating, and we just want them to be a part of being productive citizens, doing things that we need to be done. You can't express that enough. We need to know what it is and how it is to be great citizens and great workers in this society. Because we need these kids to carry on so that we can definitely sit back and get our Social Security. That's my thing. That's why I talk to the schools. I want to say good morning to the staff of Atwell. I'll see you tomorrow. We have a CPR class, and we're just trying to get things done. My thing is just making sure people are abreast of what they need to do because the lives are being lost because people are waiting for 911. We need to get in. You don't have to worry about all the breathing or putting your mouth. You can do compressions and save a life. So there are a lot of things that are going on. And you know what? Until I have no breath in my body, I'm going to continue to do the things that I do, helping others achieve their goals. And some of my goals, unfortunately, have been put on the side, but I need to get things going so that I can live my dream as well. Again, Andrew Wiggum Live. Hey, if you're in the Dallas area, we got a circus coming up. I'll mention that again. We're going to the Universal Circus, and we're trying to make sure we got them to buy in on our show. So just listen.
You want to get down?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it.
Ready for the best circus ever? Get ready for the Universal Circus! Bringing you entertainment from all around the world.
I thought it was real good. Everybody was great.
Yo, I pulled my girl. I ain't seen her laugh that hard in a long time.
This year, the Universal Circus has ramped up the fun.
Okay, party people in the house.
With the classics like the Soul Train Line. Who's the better dancer? Is it the old school?
Come on in.
Or is it the new school? The Universal Soul Circus.
What you know about that?
Fun for the entire family. For years, we've specialized in one thing. Family-friendly entertainment. Nobody does it better. So you say you saw it last year or you've seen it before?
It's definitely different.
It's something new every year. Don't miss out.
Dallas, the Universal Circus is coming August 16th through the 21st at Southwest Center Mall. Tickets available at Ticketmaster Outlets and Ticketmaster.com.
I tell you, for those in the Dallas area, it's going to be a treat for you. I'll let the cat out of the bag a little bit. There's going to be a guest ringmaster for the Universal Circus. We'll give you more detail as it gets closer to being the 16th or the 21st here in Dallas. And I tell you, I'll give you one hint. Welcome to the Universal Circus. That's all I'll say. So there's going to be some great surprises for you. When you go, and make sure that you participate. It may be coming to your town. Get out there and see what the circus may offer. I know growing up in Tampa, we had Ringling Brothers that was right there by us. And they've also, you know, known as the greatest show on earth. And great things. They've retired their elephants based on some PETA. PETA's really been in their butts about the elephants. Spring, they had the last elephant. Now, the Universal Circus, they do have the elephants. And what PETA has been doing has been attacking the major sponsors. If you've ever followed the Universal Circus, it used to be Ford and Cheerios. They still are getting monies from, you know, small venues, or should I say small accounts in those specific areas. However, they don't have the lead sponsors because PETA would hit them on a national level. So their marketing scheme is quite creative, and their entertainment is outstanding. So if you're in the Dallas area, or check, go to their website just to make sure that you understand or what it's all about, as well as their where they're going to be. If they're near you, please get out and support. I tell you, black-owned, black-operated, hey, it is a show that you will always talk about. and that's the Universal Circus. Again, so much is going on in the world. The Olympics is a large subject, the largest subject. We also have professional football starting today. And, you know, it's on. It's on, it's on. I know I'm one of the few brothers that can get through that dormant phase of doing baseball right after basketball. But now football is back. Start getting ready for your fantasy league. I'm in one particular fantasy league where we go by the spread, up and under, and just like in Vegas, and we get points. And right in the thing, about 30 of us are in it. We all give a sizable contribution, and the winner takes 70% of the sizable contribution. Yours truly has won 1 year, and we want to make sure that we do well. So if you're interested, and we may try to see if we can get something like that for our HBCUs, but if you're interested, just email me at hbcudfw@yahoo.com, and maybe we can have, through Andrew's World, we can have our own fantasy football league as well. So that's hbcudfw@yahoo.com. If you have any concerns, you can hit that website as well. Again, so much is going on. I'm just, again, Chicago, it hurts my heart. Unarmed man shot, killed. Men and women, ladies and gentlemen, there's alarm at the gate. We have to keep moving forward. We have to prepare our kids. You know, I'm hoping more of our Sunday morning will say something from the pulpits to get the whole congregation going. And it needs to be said on both sides, because we hear more of the black lives, but I'm sure there's some white lives that are lost too, but not at the alarming rate that we're getting. Again, I mentioned these cell phones. They're the smartphones that are making us dumb in some instances, but it's also allowing us to see things that have never been seen before. Can you imagine back in the 50s and 60s, even before that, how many lives were lost that would never, or how many bodies have been dumped in lakes, in fields, where the remains of skeletons are there, only remnants that are left of someone that may have died, and they didn't even try to check dental records or find out frame size if someone was missing. They were missing, and presumed dead or gone in another region. Those are the things that we need to foster because it's so important. Some people don't care about certain races, but we're all part of the human race, and we need everyone to participate, everyone to be a part of making this place a better place for all people. But again, only a few will spoil it, and we have to keep going on. We have to stay prayerful. We have to, of course, keep them in tow. You know, there are a lot of expression of individualism with our hairstyles and our dress, which shouldn't mean nothing to other people, because you want to be able to express. If you like your hair parted to the left, I can't hold that if I parted to my right against you. But those are the things that we have to respect. Just because there's a certain look doesn't mean that it's going to foster a certain behavior. So we need to make sure that we tell our kids how to respond. Oftentimes when I see kids, if they're running, just in general running, they got to pull their pants up. They can't even get where they're going. If they're running from the police, again, we don't foster that. When you run, sometimes they're saying you're guilty. And it may lead to something that is not favorable. But you can't run with your hole in your pants or your pants falling down. I've seen kids run out of their shorts or their pants, depending on the year, time of the year. So again, I keep beating this horse. We got to express, we have to show, we have to lead by example, individuals that we come in contact with. we have to make sure that we understand what is going on. People like to say the politics. There's no politics out there when it comes to lives. You do what's right. Hopefully you get the right cop, you know, someone that's not trigger happy. Because I'm still thinking about that Minnesota. There's a kid in the car. And even if he thought he was reaching, fire and render aid. That's all you got to do. Now, you got to also watch, and I understand, you got to watch the lady on the side. But the thing is, you let so much time lapse. If the guy's being shot, you call, he'll keep your gun drawn. That I do understand. But the thing is, call the cops. Call and let them know. Call the ambulance and render aid. Because that young man potentially could have been saved. It happens around the world. You've seen the incident in South Carolina. Guy running. Stopped for a faulty traffic light. Tail light. Running away from the cop. And gets shot. And then it appeared that the cop put something in the pocket of that particular guy. And just like a man shot in South Carolina. Speaking of South Carolina, the young man that went into church and shot people at the AME church there in South Carolina this week was raped. And that's unfortunate that that event is going on. But something, how can the guard, this guy was supposed to be guarded. And for an instant, the other inmates were able to get to him. And again, high-risk individual in a situation, and they're getting raped in the jail. You know things like that do happen, yet still, it should not have happened if this guy was under tight security. We're going to see how that unfolds. I know the East Coast is getting a lot of rain. Boy, we need some rain. It's been 100 and some odd degrees out here every day, and I think we're going to have a stretch here. I tell you, I do appreciate the summer cold front, because when it's near 104, get down about 95 at night, 98 sometimes, and that's a great cold front to come through Dallas. But a lot of people don't know, we always refer to the Windy City as being Chicago. Now, they do have a hawk in the wintertime that gave them the nickname. But actually, Dallas, Texas, or the surrounding area, we have more recorded winds than that of Chicago on an annual basis. More recorded wind, Chicago, Illinois, on a regular basis. And that's something. You heard it here, and that's what it's all about, making sure that you walk away with something more than what you came with. It's about 31 minutes after the hour. You know, we with the elections, I wish somebody could chime in a little bit as we talk about the elections a little bit. President, I applaud him for being quite charismatic in his approach. He's been assaulted verbally throughout his tenure as president, and then he finally kind of kicked back a little bit when Trump said something. And he said that Trump wasn't fit. This thing is hit down and dirty. For the first time in my life, I have never seen anything like this where politics happen so dirty. So dirty. And, you know, I'll always support. And I'm in my campaigns, I'll get you in the middle of the lake and put a hole in your boat just to watch you swim back. If you get back, then you're pretty good. If not, you go down with your ship. But this election is going to be like this. Here we are in August with about 3 months left. Three more months. And we're going to see. It's going to get down and dirty. I'm very interested in seeing how they're going to do their campaigns, how they're going to do their commercials. I'm probably one of the few brothers that look at Fox. They'll like to see what Fox is saying. And just the thoughts that come out of their mouth, the same can be said for CNN. But the same story could be told 12 different ways on Fox. You know, my perception may be a little different. However, they go strong, and it's black, white, everybody that's on there believe in their thought process. And it's quite interesting, quite interesting. So that's why it's so important to vote, folks, so important. I see we have a couple of callers. If you want to just chime in on anything, just hit one, and we'll get you on. I'm trying to hang in there and doing a good job. It's just so much going on. And I tell you, getting ready for a senior year is just so exciting. Spending time at the barbershop, we got senior pictures coming up. At this school, they're looking for certain suits. Now, it's something when they tell you what you need. Usually, you just go to your senior pictures. And if you didn't wear tuxedos, I know some tuxedos were used for yearbook pictures, or they give you a shirt and fit you in at the studio. But now they're asking at my son's school for a dark charcoal gray suit, navy blue or black. They give you the shirts they want you to wear, if it's off-white or should I say beige or yellow, light blue or white. And then you can use any tie that you want. So, again, parents are trying to discuss what they want their child to wear. I leave it at that. And it's just interesting. Also, too, if you're in the Dallas area, don't forget, it's tax-free weekend. And that helped yesterday. We went to a few places, picked up some things, and it was no sales tax. Remember, if something, shoes or something, over $100, I think you still get taxed for that. But for the most part, anything over $100, there's no tax, and that was good. Saved a lot of pennies on yesterday. So don't forget that. It's over this evening. You get a chance, get out there and enjoy yourself in the tax-free in the Dallas area, or the state of Texas, as a matter of fact. Again, the Olympics are going on. I'm loving every minute of it. A gymnast broke his leg yesterday. And, wow, you hate to see that. These kids have trained for years, months, and this is living their dream. And you get in the spirit of competition, and it's one thing to fall off the beam and not do well. But knowing that your potential of greatness has been limited because of a leg being broken. That might be harder to swallow than that of just losing. Now you're not able to compete. It's one thing if someone is better than you, and then you can compete. But the thing is, not being able to compete at all, it's going to be quite damaging. I hope they stay in good spirits. They have a good support team. I will pray for them because I know how it is. You know, all the training and not being able to compete, that will hurt. But it was a French from the from France, and he was doing a vault landing and broke his leg. Yeah, so it's quite, you may not see any footage of it because they may not, it's kind of gruesome. But someone would have it there. You know, another issue came up, and I just want to lightly touch on it. We have in the past, and that would be gun control. What are we doing about these gun control issues? Want to make sure that you and your prospective areas be able to vote as it relates to these gun control. People are still getting guns. Whether it's the high assault rifles, like the gentleman here in Dallas, or the one in Baton Rouge, you know, what do we do? I think everyone needs to be checked. This is my thing, checked. Need to be a cool-off period. If there's any markings on the record, deny them. And then we need to put them in a registry. Because it seems like most people who get these guns, it won't be long after they strike with them. So So we need to at least get the data in track for those who have bought the guns, of course, from a reputable. But then again, you may get some people that might get it off the street. So again, those are things that we need to let particulars that we need to follow so we can understand that criminal mind. You know, that is the thing that we have to consider. And, you know, I'm against these universities that are thinking about these guns, allowing these kids to carry the gun. You know, I always said at 20, you think the world is coming to an end when you have a breakup. I think it's only going to lead to bad things. If somebody break up, then they don't want them to be with nobody else. And they don't know. That's just, that could be a blessing in disguise, breaking up at that point, so that you can find somebody that might be the best choice for you. So those are the things that you have to consider. But when you're 20, 18, 19, and 20, if you don't think rationally, you know, you pop off. That's for the generation. That's why a lot of people are getting killed, because the kid's popping off or getting hurt or arrested. You have to maintain your composure. You have to. And I can't stress that enough. So Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, Mr. Falwell, it can't happen. I don't care if it's the campus of teacher ministers or being a Bible-based campus. You know, there are people that are going to be thinking about things differently. And if you have the accessibility, the likelihood of using it is greater than that if you don't have the accessibility. So don't invite problems by having these guns on the campus. You know, I look at some of these campuses here, like SMU, the outskirts of the campus, you have streets, community streets. There's not too many streets that you could drive in or through on SMU's campus. But for the most part, the little square block that they're in, you can ride on the exterior. Then you have other places, like UTA, you drive right through the center. University of Texas down in Austin, you ride through the center of the heart of the campus as well. So you have to be careful to what's going on. Have that sixth sense that, you know, if you feel that something is not right, then don't try to be in that area. I've always been very thankful because I can feel or try to anticipate something that's going on. It may be a hidden gift that I have, but it has worked so far. And those who are listening, you, it's probably worked for you, because you know when the formula is not good for a situation, you want to get out of it. So, again, these guns, we can't do it. We don't need a Columbine. We don't need the Connecticut shooting. And kids in the Dallas area that have taken guns at the time to school, but I support the officers, the administration that were able to get these guns from these kids to keep them from hurting others and pretty much not hurting themselves. And I was forever grateful with that in mind. It's about 42 minutes after the hour as we wind things down. Everything is going great. Dallas, oh, hot, hot, hot. The East Coast, I would love to know what's going on over in Tampa a little bit. We've had Tampa on the line, Miami. I appreciate my home team, my original home team, for supporting the cause. And we need to get more people online. That's what we need. Need to get the ratings up. The ratings are not bad, and I thank you for what you've done. But we need to get people online to do more, to listen more, and just get it done. Get it done. That's the name of the game. So, what are we doing this week? What are we going to do? What changes are we going to make? we're going to try a new feature on the thing about things we need to do for the week, kind of during the Assess Your Report Card the following Sunday. We know those who, of you who have your kids, I'm sure you're all about telling them make right, make the right choice or make good choice. We truly understand that. But how to deal with things, I know some have had encounters with the police in their various cities. And we're glad you're able to talk about it and express an interest in the aftermath of being pulled over. But the thing is that we have to stay focused. Keep the eye on the bigger prize. It's not about him or her in blue or, you know, things of that nature. It's about getting out of that situation and moving forward. I bat the blue. I love the blue. The blue do things, of course, that I can't do. But when they cross in the wrong fashion, then I don't say all cops are bad. I definitely make sure I mention it's the one that we need to address our attention to. Again, the specific cop is the one that we put the tag on. So let's support the men and women of blue. Here in Dallas alone, they have a big thing down the city hall where everybody's looking for more money, fire and rescue, and the police officers. And they're rallying together, which is good. A lot of energies, a lot of entities out there never work together. Everybody has their own specific goals and everything, and they want to fight individually. But they decided to work together to attack City Hall and not to knock City Hall down, but attack in such a way to get their issues addressed. That's what we need to do. Cooperate, collaborate. And see that you come together for the betterment of all mankind. Again, because, it's just very breathtaking to think about that. But again, I'm just wondering, anyone, did they get a chance to look at the Breon King arrest in Austin? Wanted to touch on that a little bit. But we have to, we talk about black lives. Will it work? Will the dialogue change? Well, you got to have all parties. If still a bunch of people don't care about black lives, then it's going to continue to change. I mean, continue to be the same. If they're concerned in a positive fashion, there's a chance that a lot can change. But you got to have all principles, party principles in place. People willing to sit down to get a true solution to what is going on. And some people may be clueless because they don't get a chance to walk in our shoes. That's it. Making sure that they feel, they cannot be in our shoes to understand what we're going through. And worst thing, somebody can say, I know how you feel. No, you don't. You may have an idea, but what I feel or what my son feels, it's going to be a whole different ball game. So, again, as we approach the top of the hour, press those interests to your kids. Talk about being a part of the election process. Find out now, this is the area. If your kids are away in school, make sure that they are registered to vote so that they can continue with the process as we continue. Again, a lot is going on, and just sit tight, because we are kicking it here in Dallas, Texas, with our great Cheryl Smith. Don't forget to reach African American newspapers. My iMessenger bi-weekly magazine online, and the Garland Journal, Texas Metro News bi-monthly publication that you can find. We spread them out. We even have them at the VA now. So a lot is going on. We want to make sure that we understand, we get things going. Cheryl, thank you so much for the opportunity as we wind things down. Next week, hopefully, we have a special guest on that we're going to talk about some more health issues. And hopefully we can get a pharmacist on, too, that just give us a little insight of how to deal with drugs, and that's your prescription drugs. I tell you this, those who are on prescription drugs, you need to ask a lot of questions, either of your pharmacy or your physician, and make sure there's no interaction between drugs that can make situations even worse than what they are. And hopefully when they prescribe, it's going to cross somebody that's going to be able to tell you any drug interaction. And that's what I like about the specialty of a clinical pharmacist, being able to express that to you. But again, it's just so much going on as we do it, and we're going to look at that weeks to come. We're going to address the issues of sleep, issues of circulation, issues dealing with orthopedics, dealing with your head all the way down to your feet. Those are things that we're going to talk about. And if you have some ideas or would like to join me on that, you can email me again at hbcu@yahoo.com. That's hbcu@yahoo.com. So much is going on, so much in this world. Don't forget, we're going to be on location throughout the season. We got a hot spot now, so we're going to make that thing happen. We're going to be in a couple weeks down in Mobile for a couple of games. We're going to be down in Houston, try to get some light travel, Shreveport. Maybe even go to Indianapolis. We'll see if it's in our budget. If it's in our budget, I'll make a move. But you know what? We're going to take it there and make sure you're a part of every step that I take. You know that we support all universities, but when it comes to football season, the least reported schools are those who are HBCU, the least. And we're going to try to bring those scores like they do the Big Ten and big different conferences, where we'll be able to do the same exact thing on a smaller scale. So we love it. We can't hide from it. That's just the way it is. And, you know, we got some homecomings coming up. Start doing your sit-up for those going back to homecoming. I still laugh at the sweater that I can't get in. That I don't even think my son, he'll fight to get in it, too. I was a little bitty thing. I'm still small. I'm shallow hell. And I'm still small, and I'm going to get into it. Might have to expand it a little bit. But the homecomings, they actually start on the 8th of October with Alabama, A&M, Cheney, Cowan, Lane, Lincoln, Missouri, Livingstone, Miles, Prairie View, and Virginia Union. That's their homecoming on October 8th. Then on the 15th of October, you have Alcorn, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Bowie, Central State, Clark Atlanta, Delaware State, Edward Waters, Hampton, Kentucky State, Langston, Lincoln, PA, Central, North Carolina Central, Tennessee State, and Winston-Salem State. Those are on the 15th. On the 22nd, you have Albany State, Benedict College, Florida A&M, Fort Valley, Howard, Mississippi State, Morgan State, St. Augustine, South Carolina State, Southern, Texas College, Texas Southern, Tuskegee, and Virginia State. On the 29th, it will be Bethune-Cookman, Elizabeth City State, Fayetteville State, Grambling State, Jackson State, Johnson C. Smith, Morehouse, North Carolina A&T, Norfolk State, Savannah State, and Shaw University. All on the 29th of October. And then bringing up the rear all the way back. And we'll look at the Turkey Day and homecoming with Alabama State to be played in Montgomery, Alabama on the 24th of November. They will play Miles College out of Birmingham, Alabama. So make sure there are a lot of great games to be played. Check your local listing A lot of the games could be on television. We're just so grateful to be a part of your morning. I know in Dallas we have the great Al Lifson State Fair Classic that's going to be played in Dallas. And we hope that you be a part of that because it's going to be off the chain. And we're just trying to make sure that we have every single person that listening to us be a part, at least go to one HBCU game. And so to help those universities reach their goals, help them be able to continue to build those minds and shape those minds of the young men and women that walk through their hallways. So on the October 1st at the Cotton Bowl, Prairie View A&M Panthers against Grambling State Tigers at the State Fair Classic. And I still like to call it Al Lifson State Fair Classic. Al Lifson was a city councilman here in Dallas that got this coin. Well, it's been going for years and helped get title sponsors. So again, October 1st at the beautiful, renowned Cotton Bowl. I'm telling you, not a better viewing venue in the country. That Cotton Bowl is something else. It's old, but it is on the point. And that's October 1st, Grambling State TV at the Cotton Bowl. As we bring things to a close, we want to thank you so much for just being a part of our morning. We'll make sure that we get you involved in everything. We've got a lot of activities going on. Of course, Universal Circus, and we appreciate them being a part of our broadcast, and we definitely are getting the word out.
You want to get down?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it then.
Ready for the best circus ever? Get ready for the Universal Circus. Bringing you entertainment from all around the world.
I thought it was real good. Everybody was great.
Yo, I brought my girl. I ain't seen her laugh that hard in a long time.
This year, the Universe Soul Circus has ramped up the fun.
Okay, party people in the house.
With the classics like the Soul Train line. Who's the better dancer? Is it the old school?
Come on in.
Or is it the new school? Universe Soul Circus.
What you know about that?
Fun for the entire family. For years, we've specialized in one thing. Family-friendly entertainment. Nobody does it better. So you say you saw it last year or you've seen it before?
It's definitely different.
It's something new every year. Don't miss out.
Dallas, the Universe Soul Circus is coming August 16th through the 21st at Southwest Center Mall. Tickets available at Ticketmaster Outlets and Ticketmaster.com.
Again, don't forget the Universal Circus. We are just so excited with everything going on and want you to be a part of it. There's going to be some special treats if you're in the Dallas area. Make sure that you go. You're going to see someone there is going to be a guest ringmaster. And we'll disclose that the closer we get to it. It starts August 16th, which is right around the corner next week or so. So we just want you to just support the Universal Circus, and I tell you, there's no comparison to that in Ringling Brothers. Once you go, you'll always be trying to get back. It is a cozy, cozy environment, and in the Dallas area, we want to sell that thing out. So tell your friends about it, and we want to make sure that you be a part of the Universal Circus. Again, don't forget the election. Make sure that you be a well-educated voter. Stop boring. Stay in the process. Don't assume. Look at these polls. One of the contestants will be up. Clinton has been up 6 points, down to 3 points. That's with Clinton. Trump is gaining ground. Trump also is losing some support within his party. So please read. Keep up. If you don't read, look at CNN, Fox, whatever tickles your fancy. Make sure that you keep up because this is a very important election that we need to be able to participate in the process and make a difference in the lives, not only for ourselves, but for those in the future. Because, again, things that are signed now may go in effect 20 years from now. So we want to make sure that we have all of that in order. So don't forget to vote. Again, so much is going on. Another killing in Chicago of an unarmed man. A lot is going on in Chicago. I hope they can get it together. Don't forget the Olympics is on. Check your local listing. Support the USA. And, again, I wish we could employ what the Olympics is all about in our everyday life. Countries who have been fighting for years, they come together for the sport of the Olympics, for a sport like the Olympics, to try to win and take the pride of the country on their shoulders and try to win a medal and so that they could become national folk heroes. So a lot is going on. Football tonight, for the football enthusiasts, it is on. Let's play ball. And if you're interested in little friendly, and I say with no wagering, fantasy leagues, contact me at hbcuufw@yahoo.com, and we'll try to get one going so we can have a friendly. And, hey, we can get you announced every week on the show how you're doing from the previous week, because everything needs to be in time. So on behalf of iMessenger Enterprises and Cheryl Smith, this is Andrew Wiggum. We thank you for being part of our morning and hope that you'll be with us next Sunday from 8 to 10 Central Time.